We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I was moving and I found some very interesting things. And I was like, whoa, I didn't even know I still had that after 18 years on YouTube.
I know you moved on from Wasabi, but don't move on from Alex.
Oh, I don't know why I was so mad at you. My wife, she was totally against it. She was like, oh, what are you doing? You know, this is not a good idea. This is like so risky.
Oh, you're going to be a papa?
I might be a dad, bro.
Welcome to the Spice Fruit Podcast. I'm running solo today because Roy is sick, but I have a very special guest I'm very excited to have on the show. He has over 16 million subscribers. He has amassed almost 9 billion views solo. He has had items in Target and Walmart like slime. He's had guava juice subscription boxes, and he has had an animated series that, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I was not invited to be a voice on. So give a warm welcome to Guava Juice!
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it bear of bad news? You said bearer of bad
news? No, I said bear of bad news. Bear of bad news.
It's supposed to be bearer.
Like ring bearer? No.
Yes.
It's bear of bad
news. No, I'm pretty sure it's bearer.
No, because like bad news bears? So it's bear of bad news.
Okay.
If you run into a bear in the woods, what is it? Bad news or good news?
It depends. Is it cute?
Like, what? Cute?
Like, does the bear have a tutu?
No.
If the bear has a tutu, that's a good news bear.
No, it's just a wild bear. It's not like Winnie the Pooh.
Then it's a bad news bears.
There you go. Even if it's a baby bear, it's bad news because the mom's probably around. She's going to get your ass.
Yeah, but if you steal the baby, the mom's going to chase you and you can do anything with the baby. Let's move on.
All right. Wait, before we move on, why did Winnie the Pooh not have pants on?
Because he's a freaky dude.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Mr. Guava.
Yeah, absolutely.
I actually have something in this bag for you.
Oh.
But I'm going to wait until later to show you. I was moving and I found some very interesting things. And I was like, whoa, I didn't even know I still had that after like 18 years on YouTube.
It's a YouTube bag?
There's stuff inside the YouTube bag.
Oh.
That is going to trigger some memories. You're going to be like, whoa.
Oh, okay. I'm very excited to see what's in that bag.
We'll get into that. But first, let's talk about how come I was not on your animated TV series.
Well, okay. You were invited. First and foremost, so backstory here. I have a YouTube animated series on YouTube called The Guava Juice Show.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex was supposed to play the protagonist or antagonist.
Dang it.
Meaning he is the complete opposite of my character. You're supposed to play
the Sasuke to your Naruto.
Yes.
Dang it.
Yes, you were the first person I asked, and they reached out to your team, and then they said they couldn't because there's some rules with like the acting agency. Yeah, and then the production was based in Canada, so they couldn't do it.
That would have been so fun.
So
dang it.
We couldn't get you, man.
It's okay.
We couldn't get you.
I forgive you.
But imagine, though.
That would have been cool.
Dude, it was so weird doing that show because I did the voice recordings by myself.
Yeah.
And everyone was based in Canada, so I was just in the studio and I was watching people from the Zoom.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, if Alex was here, he'd be in the studio next to me and we'd be like, yo, who you did?
Yeah, that would be cool. Oh, I forgot to mention in the intro that you had a Tub Tapper.
Oh.
Your app. I don't know how big it was, but it was big in my life. I probably spent, I think, like $4,000.
Whoa, that's where that came from?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the team was like, someone spent at least $2,000 today. I was like, who is it?
I wanted to be number one, and I did become number one, mm-hmm. and then I quit.
Oh, wow.
But my whole life was Tub Tapper for probably 2 weeks to become number one.
Did you like the game?
I did.
You did?
I did, too. I was very addicted.
I was super addicted.
Tapping that tub like my life depended on it.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
The game. So they pitched the game. I was like, they pitched like different like versions of the game. I was like, this is boring. I was like, I wanted something like very addictive.
Yeah.
And it's hard. And then I played this one random tapping game. I was like, can we do something like this except with bathtubs? And they said, yeah.
Yeah. How'd it do? Right. You did good?
It did great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It didn't hit number one on the App Store. I think the highest it reached was like 5.
That's still crazy. That's probably out of thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it did great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me at least $2,000.
If you don't know the correlation between guava juice and bathtubs, you will by the end of this podcast. So stick around because it's about to get crazy because your numbers are insane. Before we get into all the interesting stuff,
sure.
Let's talk about like where you first started in your father's pants.
My father's pants.
It's where we all started. Where you came from. Everybody came from their dad's pants.
And the mom's pants.
Yeah, but first dad's pants, then mom's pants.
But mom's pants was there too.
Yeah, but first, you know how it works. I've had the birds and bees talk with you. You know how this works,
dude. Okay, by the way, this is my first podcast, so sorry if I'm a little nervous.
Did you not really do?
I've never did a podcast before.
As Guava Juice?
No. This is the very, very first one. So.
Wow. Well, I'm honored to have you on the show. I wish Roy was here.
Yeah.
He loved your stuff.
Send him my regards.
Yeah. We should take a picture so I can show him.
Okay, for sure. Cool. Yeah. Okay, so I was born in the Philippines.
In Dagupan?
Dagupan City.
Yep.
Yep. No, actually Calasau. Or Dagupan City Hospital.
Dang.
But I grew up in a small town called Calasau, which is like 10-15 minutes away from the city. And I moved to America when I was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My mom found a job here, and she and my mom, or not her and my dad and me, just flew out here. They didn't know anybody, which was, I don't know how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But they moved here.
What was the job?
Something healthcare. I think it was like she worked for a nursing home.
Do you remember what your parents did in the Philippines, or you're too young?
I should ask them. I really didn't know.
I'm having my dad on the podcast next, I believe. Yeah. And everybody probably knows what I'm about to say. On Father's Day, there was all these ads for Dad, I want to hear your story. And then there's questions in the book that prompt them to show, and then they end up telling their story. Even if they don't know how to write, they just answer the questions and you'll know their story. So I'll know everything. I'll be like, what was your biggest fear when you were a kid? What was your first best friend's name? Why did you and your first girlfriend break up? Stuff like that. And so I sent it to him, and I sent it to my mom actually, and I'm excited to hear their story.
That is a great idea.
We're gonna have them on the podcast, and we're gonna get those books, and we're gonna do some research.
You're gonna cry? Are you gonna cry? I feel like that's gonna tear up.
Me and my dad cry often
because I see these videos all the time on TikTok. It's like questions to ask your mom before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite memory of us? Yep. I'm like, dang.
Me and my dad will cry like that. If the sunset is too pretty, we gotta pull over. We can't cry and drive. It's dangerous. So you just landed in America, first time with your parents. You're 8?
I was 2.
You were 2?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, I always forget that.
Yeah.
You came here, then you went back, then you came here.
Yes.
Okay, so what happened? You got here.
I got here. I lived here for 6 years, and then I moved back when I was 8.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
Was there a reason for that?
A good reason. I should ask my parents. I think it's like a financial reason. I thought they think it was better to be stayed there while they get their finances up.
Oh.
And then when I was 10, I moved back here when everything was settled.
With your family?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense because if they work for 6 years, they get a certain amount of money in America. It's like 10 times the amount in the Philippines.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're like, yo, let's go back.
Yeah, yeah. So we were living like good life in the Philippines with the dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
You remember?
I remember the Philippines was probably like one of the best times of my childhood. Those 2 years.
Yeah.
Very formative to my character, honestly.
Nice. Oh, for 2 years. Wow. And then you moved back for what reason?
Because my parents lived there.
No, I mean back here again.
Yeah.
And why did they come back here again? Because they...
No, my parents stayed in America.
Yeah.
While we lived in the Philippines.
Oh, you and your siblings went back without your parents.
Without the parents. My parents worked while we lived in the Philippines.
Oh.
So I guess they were trying to get stable on finances.
That makes sense.
Get a house, apartment.
And all the siblings were born at this time already, right?
Not all of them, except my sister. So it was three. I'm the eldest of three. Or I'm the eldest of 4.
Yeah.
So it's me and my 2 little brothers who moved to the Philippines at the same time.
How much older are you than your baby sister?
10.
10 years older?
10 years older.
Oh, what? That's crazy.
Why? How old do you think she was?
I thought you guys were all like within like 5 years of each other.
Oh,
I didn't know she wasn't born yet. That's crazy. Yeah.
So she was born when we were actually in the Philippines.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool. And so when, so how long was she alive for before you met her?
Probably, I moved back, probably 3 months. Oh, yeah, I moved back. I was like, is your baby sister? I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Very sweet. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then you moved here when you were 10. And then, you, so that's fifth grade?
Fifth grade.
How was it?
Horrible, bro. Because when you move from America to the Philippines and the Philippines and back, you just get so confused. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, am I supposed to be Filipino?
Yeah.
Because you're young and then you go culture shock and then culture shock again.
And there's so many rules here compared to the Philippines.
Yeah.
The Philippines are just kind of free to do whatever.
Yes.
Like, you're not going to get in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like accepted. It's like, oh, yeah.
Dude, I used to take the tricycles. So they take a little tricycle. It's like a motorcycle with like a little...
engine?
Not engine, but like a little...
Motor.
No, like a cabbage. Not cabbage. A little, you go inside of it for the passenger. It's called... Yeah, carriage.
There.
A cabbage, not cabbage. So I used to take that. I was 8 years old. After school, me and my friends would just take the tricycles and we go to like random places.
Yeah.
Like arcades and like malls. And then sometimes I remember we went to like the woods and just jumped in the river.
Mm-hmm.
It was not safe for kids.
Yeah.
We totally could have drowned or gone kidnapped, but it was fun.
Now, I mean, nowadays we have Uber, but when we were kids, we didn't. There was no such thing.
No.
As Uber. So tricycle was the way in the Philippines.
Tricycle is the way.
And then you came here and you're like, I can't get anywhere without my parents.
Yeah.
So, you know, I actually moved from Kentucky to North Carolina in fifth grade as well.
Oh.
You went to what elementary school?
I went to Eno Valley.
Oh, me too.
You went to the same school as I did?
Yeah, elementary, but I was a grade higher than you, so you weren't there yet.
Oh, so you were already in middle school.
Yeah, when I left, you went there.
What?
So I did it first, moved, and then you did what I did.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, how was your fifth grade experience?
It was cool, but I was kind of like really popular at my first school in Kentucky because I grew up with them. I went kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade.
Yeah.
I was just like the random, energetic, funny kid. Like everybody wanted to be my friend.
Yeah.
And then I went to North Carolina and nobody knew me.
So and I was like, that was that's the last year of elementary school too.
Yeah. So in Kentucky, I was the cool, weird kid. Then I went to this new elementary school and I was just the weird kid.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. And then middle school. What? Where'd you go?
Carrington.
Oh, what? Me too.
What?
What?
Dude, you know, you actually look like one of the guys that I met there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wait, we went to the same elementary school, same middle school, and now I'm giving you your first podcast.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So when you went to middle school, did you like it? Because like it was fresh.
Everything was familiar up until fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And then things started getting different. You're like, oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. You got to, this a new line, new teachers, new everything. And it was like a lesser form of your shock when you came from a different country. So why didn't you like elementary school?
I mean, coming from grade. The Philippines, fifth grade. Yeah. I mean, it's the last grade in elementary school. Mm-hmm. So everyone knew each other. Everyone had cliques. Everyone had that.
Mm-hmm.
And I come in this brown jungle boy who doesn't really know how to speak. The thing is, like, moving from the Philippines to America, you spend 2 years in the Philippines and you come back. I had an accent,
mm-hmm.
a slight English accent.
Mm-hmm.
So I was self-conscious about the way I spoke. So I was very quiet. I was like, oh, people are going to judge me. I can't say squirrel. Squirrel. I don't know. And then I had a big head. So I got bullied because my head was so big in fifth grade. So that made me even more insecure. So I just ended up just shutting myself out from, you know, my classmates, my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked. I was like, okay, let's just go to middle school. It'll be a fresh start.
Yeah. I guess Philippines, you were one of the crowd. And now you're standing out when you came back.
Mm.
So that's probably weird, yeah.
Yeah.
And then did it ever start getting better, like middle school?
Yeah, middle school was great.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. After a year in fifth grade, a year of adjusting to America, my accent got better.
Mm-hmm.
And middle school was cool because it was a fresh start for everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone from different middles or elementary schools came to one school, so they had a fresh start. So I just felt similar.
Like, yeah.
Hey, what's up? Where are you from? Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. I'm from this elementary school. And then just made friends from there.
You ever do any like sports or extracurriculars?
In middle school?
Yeah.
Track, bro.
Hey.
And soccer.
That's when you start. Oh, and soccer?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I know. In high school, I actually looked up, did a little research on you. Oh. And I typed into Google, facts about guava juice. Apparently, you're very rich in vitamin E.
What the?
Yeah, if you drink it every day, it's supposed to be really good for you.
Are you talking about the real guava juice?
That's all that popped up.
I was like, how do people know my DNA test, dude?
I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Because I don't even associate guava juice with the beverage. I always think of you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. The first time I had guava juice, I had a tall glass of you. I was in Hawaii. And it was probably like 4 years after you became a guava juice.
Yeah.
And I tried it. I was like, oh, is this like an actual drink you can drink? Yes. I thought it was like cranberry juice where you drink it if you have a stomach problem or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like orange juice. And I drank it. And I was like, what? It's so good.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know it was going to be that sweet. I've never had a guava fruit before.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, I think I'm addicted to guava juice now.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was a thing.
In the Philippines, that's all I ate, dude.
Guavas?
Yeah, because I stayed with my grandparents and they had a big ass guava tree and I would just climb the tree, eat a guava, sometimes put it in salt and then sometimes vinegar and just... It's pretty good. Yes.
Is it like a kiwi? I've never even held one.
It's like a... It's like this. In the Philippines, at least. Here's a little smaller, but the guavas in my grandparents' trees were this big.
And the inside is pink. What's the outside color?
No, the inside was actually white.
What?
There's like little seeds inside. Outside color is green. Kind of like this.
And is it like the consistency of an orange or an apple or squishier than an apple?
It's hard. It's like an apple. It's like an apple.
Oh.
Yeah, consistency of an apple.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a little crazy. Sour, but yeah, that's how
the juice is not sour at all.
Oh, they probably put sugar to just make it not as sour.
Okay, so we got that down. You came here, you mm-hmm. did all that. When did you meet Alex Wasabi?
So I met you in middle school.
Oh, yeah.
In middle school.
Yeah.
The first memory I ever had of him was not in middle school. It was during basketball. Our dads played like a basketball league. And I just remember seeing you. Honestly, I thought, I was like wondering what race you were.
Yeah. You're like, he looks like Filipino, but he's so light.
Yeah. I was like, oh, cool. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
And then I re-met you when you came up to me randomly. Wait, question for you. Did you know me before middle school? You didn't see me at the basketball?
I probably did, but ADHD, I don't remember. When I came up to you at school, it wasn't because I recognized you from there. It was just you were just there.
Oh.
You were just in front of me.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to go show that kid a magic trick.
Yeah. So you showed me the magic trick. We were both waiting for our parents to pick us up after school. And you just came up to me, showed me this trick. You want this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go like this. Swap your pinkies and then turn. And I was like, oh, I can't turn. And you did it so perfectly, dude.
Were you like, wow.
I'm like, dang, what a cool dude. I want to kiss him.
Oh.
Nah, but kind of.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then after that, I never saw you again. I don't actually remember when I saw you again the next time.
Well, it's because the same thing as middle school, elementary, middle school. I went to high school, and then you became eighth grade. And then, you only met me right before I left.
So I met you in the seventh grade?
I think so, and I was in eighth.
Oh.
So you were 12.
And then you just disappeared.
And then I left. And then you went to eighth grade, and then the next year, we went to the same thing. But
you went to a different high school.
I did, yeah. But then I transferred again to your school.
No, you know what happened?
What?
You moved to the same street as me.
Yes, that's what happened.
Yeah.
It was middle school, and then I left, and then you went to a different high school. I went to 10th grade, and then I moved onto a street with you, and that's why I transferred to your school, because it was closer.
Yes.
And then, but in those couple of years where we weren't in school together, our families would hang out, the Filipino community.
Yes.
That's where I would see you at events and
every
basketball
and
stuff every now and then. And then when we moved together. That's when we started hanging out. Then I went to your high school. We started hanging out more.
Yes, there we
go. But we started Wasabi Productions.
We did start Wasabi Productions.
High school. So you were a freshman.
No, I started before that. I started like in the eighth grade.
And then I was in ninth grade.
You were in the ninth grade.
And then how long were you? I think it was like maybe 6 months you were doing, making videos with your friends before I joined.
I think so. Fun fact, before Wasabi Productions, it was called AZN Productions.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Lowercase A, capital Z, lowercase N.
Oh, Asian.
Asian.
Oh. Wow, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
With me, Jeff.
Yeah.
Remember Pepe?
Yep.
Yeah, it was just us three.
Oh.
Yeah, we were just making like ninja videos and
I remember that. And then... Eventually, there was like 10 people. There's like Matt, Robbie, Mark, Tyler, Lopez. And we were all in it. And it was a fun thing at the beginning because we're all kids. We're just making cool stuff. But eventually, everybody started dropping out. Everybody started hitting puberty. They wanted to talk to girls. They wanted to do sports and compete. Yep. And we were like, we didn't hit puberty yet. Let's keep making videos.
Yeah, because we, I don't know, it was just fun, man. Like the two weird kids who moved here when they were in fifth grade and didn't know what's up.
Yeah.
We only knew to be weird.
Yeah.
And it just resonated and we just kept at it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So then everybody dropped out. Then we kept doing it. Then it kind of blew up. And then all our friends regretted it, whatever. And then, we had a good, successful 10 years. We moved to California. Then we started having problems. We had a fallout.
Yep.
And then birthed
Guava Juice.
Was there a name before that? Like Asian? Like AZN?
No. I mean, I wanted Mango Juice, but it was already taken.
Ah.
So I was like, oh, what's a cool, unique fruit?
Guava's
better. Guava.
Yeah.
No one knew about guava in 2015. I'm like, I'll just do guava.
And it's a cool word.
Guava.
It's just a cool word.
Yeah, like, it's guava. Guava. Pretty unique.
And it's not like super well known in America.
And then it's everyone knows it now.
Everybody knows it now. Yeah. You probably done wonders for the fruit.
Yeah, probably.
That fruit is probably popping now.
It is popping.
In the world with 9 billion views.
I like how you TLDR'd the whole wasabi thing.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, we're not here to talk about that.
Okay.
We're here to talk about guava juice.
I'll interview Alex Wasabi next.
Maybe. I don't know. He's a pretty busy guy. So then guava juice happened. So I want to know what happened to make you want to leave Wasabi? Like, when did it start like getting in your head like, oh, I might leave. Oh, I might leave.
It was when you and I moved to L.A.
Okay, so we were in LA for about a year before we broke up, or 2 years?
Like a year and a half.
Yeah, like a year and a half, because we lived together for a year.
Yeah.
And then I remember you said you wanted to live in a different house, or you didn't want to live together anymore. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you got a place with new roommates, and then I got a place nearby. And then just things started falling apart there.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I think that's the first inclination where I was like, oh, he's not happy.
Mm.
Like, cause you didn't want to live together. And it was just so easy cause we lived together, we filmed together.
Yeah.
But then it kind of made sense. I was like, oh, we're always together 24/7. So it'd be cool to have space apart, only a mile.
Yeah.
And, so then when you asked for that, were you already thinking that eventually you wanted to go off on your own?
Kind of. I was like having the possibility. I was in my head just like the thought of potentially having a possibility of just like, you know, doing my own thing. Because when we first moved there, we both were just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I saw you kind of making your own friends and like changing in the way that you wanted to go to. And I was just like trying to figure out myself. And I got envious and I was like, dang, just trying to figure it out. I didn't like some of the stuff you were doing or whatever. So I was like, oh, I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
So that's when I said, I think I gotta move out.
So then, but so that was just moving. You still weren't in the thought process of, oh, I'm going to break up with him one day. You're just I think this will be better if we live separate.
I think so.
Ah.
But then, no, slightly though. I had a slight like thought, like what if?
Yeah. What
I
would
left?
Like what would you do if you did?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Ah. And then eventually we did break up.
Yeah.
And then I think the thing that happened was that vlog you posted where everybody tweeted it to me. Mm-hmm. And you're just venting frustrations. And yes. Then I brought it up and you were like, hey, I think we should talk. And I was like, oh. And then we met up at PF Chang's and we broke up officially.
Yep.
Yeah. How did everybody in your like circle of friends, because I only made my circle of friends because I felt some like frustrations from you. And I was like, oh, yep. Maybe I should just give him some space. And we ended up moving apart. So I was yep. like, oh, it kind of reinforced it. I was like, oh, maybe I was doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. But instead of that, you saw it as like, oh, I was making other friends. But I was just doing that so I had a reason to get out of the house for you.
Oh, no.
So I think communication was our biggest problem.
Communication was horrible.
Yeah. So then we split up. And what did everybody think? Like, what did your parents think? What did your friends think?
My parents were actually pretty worried.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, they didn't really talk to me much about it
mm-hmm.
because they knew how sensitive the topic was mm-hmm. with like you mentioning your name and Wasabi. But I just remember one time they gave me this advice, which really resonated. It's like, hey, I know you moved on from Wasabi, but don't move on from Alex.
Because
he has played a big role in your life. And you want to keep him as a friend and buddy because you two wouldn't be where you are without each other.
And what was your response?
I was like, okay.
Yeah. Okay, but what was your internal thought?
I was like, no. I was like, yeah, you're probably right. But right now, fuck that guy. But I don't know why I was so mad at you.
I think it was just like, it was just you and me. So any frustrations you're having, any of the new territory, new environment, you had nobody else to put it on
yeah, yeah.
because we didn't know how to vocalize it or anything.
Yeah.
So just like, it's all right.
Yeah.
I was your punching bag.
I guess.
But it's not, I have no hard feelings about it because I'm a lot.
We live, we learn, we grow.
Yeah.
Monette, my wife now,
she girlfriend was my girlfriend at the time.
She was totally against it.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, what are you doing? You know, this is not a good idea. This is like so risky. If you do that, you're going to suffer from nothing. I was like, I can do it. It'll make me happy. Trust me.
Yeah. And she was and like, the thing is, without all this, without people telling you like, oh, because imagine being a parent
sure.
and your kid is running $1 million business and then he quits it at an early age yeah. and starts from zero. That's scary. And also as a parent, you're like, he's not a fool. He's not an adult. He doesn't understand this decision he's making
yeah.
that it's going to be hard to redo that. Mm-hmm. And with all these people giving you this unknowingly giving yep. you fuel to do what you did and mm-hmm. you took off. So let's talk about that.
Sure.
So guava juice started. You wanted to be mango juice.
Yeah.
But you became guava juice.
Yep.
If I remember correctly, you started in gaming.
Gaming.
Ah.
The main reason why I just wanted to just play games because it made me happy.
Yeah.
It was like the one thing that made me super happy when we moved to Los Angeles. And I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at this. What if I just do whatever Markiplier did or the Diamond Minecart, Dan, yeah. or PewDiePie does.
It was a big thing back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still is, but it was mm-hmm. like huge back then too.
Yeah. So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Posted 2 gaming videos for like the first 6 months every single day.
2 a day?
2 a day.
Dang.
Yeah.
So you didn't sleep.
I did not sleep at
you
all,
just
dude.
Filmed 2 gaming videos. You probably filmed like both yeah, films.
I filmed
and then
8.
You edited.
Edited 4. Went to sleep. Woke up. Edited 4. Filmed 8 again.
How does those do?
It did okay in the beginning.
Oh, what do you remember? Like around what views?
Like 10,000.
Okay.
Yeah, 10,000 mm-hmm. for like the first month, and then 2 months, and then this. I saw a video that came up in my Explore page. It was like these 2 kids. I think it was their channel was Sis versus Bros.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, they filled their bathtub with Orbeez.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that looks fun, man. I need a break from gaming. So what if I just fill my thing with Orbeez and just jump in it?
And then, so your first bathtub video was Orbeez.
Orbeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the time, another video came up in my Explore page. You remember those Elsa and Spider-Man videos?
Yep.
Yeah, they're super popular.
Yep.
I was like, Marlon was living at me at the time. I was like, hey, man, can you do me a favor? Can you put on the Spider-Man suit and then just jump in the tub with me? I was like, I think something will work out because these are 2 trending things right now.
You were Elsa?
No, I was Roy.
Oh, okay.
I was
okay.
Just regular Guava Juice.
Yeah.
And then we posted it, or I posted it, or we filmed it, and then posted it. Nothing happened for like the first week.
This is the Orbeez.
The Orbeez
and,
video.
Oh, it's still Spider-Man and Orbeez.
Spider-Man and Orbeez combined.
That was the first one, and then?
Yep. Posted it, probably got like 15,000 views.
And how long was this after Guava Juice started?
Probably 3 months
into it. Oh, 3 months, okay.
3-4 months into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week after, it randomly got like 100,000 views. I'm like, oh, okay. That's the most viewed video in the past 3 months. Let's capitalize on it. So I was like, what else can I fill my bathtub with? So I filled it with slime.
Mm-hmm.
Because slime was also popular at
the
time.
Very popular, yeah.
I was so good at finding trends at the time because I was just on YouTube every day for at least 12 hours.
Yeah.
Just like researching, finding what works, what didn't. So I think I owe a lot of the Guava Juice success from just looking at trends.
Mm-hmm.
Like being compulsively obsessive with trends.
Mm-hmm.
And I took those trends and then just made it my own.
And then eventually what did it get to? The first video. You said 100,000 after like a couple of week or something.
Yeah.
And then?
The first Orbeez video?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is now. Probably like 50 million.
Dang.
Yeah.
But did the slime one do better than that one in the beginning?
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I just remember one day I just look at like the bathtub videos and they were like all over like a million views.
Dang.
At the same time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Within just less than 6 months.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then also, I'm pretty sure, talk about the next trend you jumped on, which was the gummy video.
Gummy versus real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You came up with that?
Because
I saw it everywhere and I didn't even know that.
I did not. I saw it on my explore page again.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's a cool concept. Let me just do it.
Yeah.
My own way. So I think the video I saw, I forgot who did it. They just did like compared one thing to the gummy version of it.
Yeah.
I was like, what if I just do it like 6 times back to back? So that's kind of what I did.
And that took off.
Yep.
And then the 10 things or 3 a.m. videos after that?
No, I think before that was the Wubble Bubbles.
Wubble Bubble, that's the one you did first.
No.
Okay,
trust
sorry.
Me, I'm so good at finding trends, or yeah. I was at the time.
Yeah.
This YouTuber, I think her name is like Nicole Sky or something.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her fill it with like Sprite. So I was like, what if I fill it with Coke and put Mentos? Again, just remixing things because nothing is original, man.
Yeah.
You
just take inspiration and put your twist on it.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And also I read this book at the time. It's called Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. He just says nothing's original. Steal what you can and just make it your own.
Yeah.
And just give credit.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Yeah, because like I think I read that too, where they're like, everything that's created is already created.
Yes.
Yeah. So you just gotta put your own twist on it, make it yours.
Yeah.
Get inspired and make it yours. Yep. And that's what you became a master at.
I did. I was like, whoa.
Okay. And so then because when I run into your fans, or when I'm with you and fans come up, they're always or comments I see, they're always talking about don't do something at 3 a.m. or do the 10 things.
Yeah.
Or do more bathtub videos.
Yeah.
So I never watched a Do Not Do This at 3 a.m. What is that?
The 3 a.m. videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually saw another video on my explore page. I forgot her name. Her name is like Ruby Rose or something.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's Ruby Rose.
Why?
Who's that? I don't know. I feel like that's somebody else.
Ruby Rube, something
like
that.
It's like an artist or something.
But she titled her video something at 3 a.m. I was like, oh, dude, I love ghosts and I love horror stuff. So I just took that same concept and then just added like an action, like do not make slime at 3 a.m. Mashed it together again, a remix, and people loved it, and I just kept capitalizing it.
Nice.
Whatever video did well, I just kept capitalizing it on it until it died, and then just moved on to the next trend.
Yeah,
but it does not do well in the future, because when trends die, then everything else dies. Your videos die. Your trend's over.
Yeah, nobody's looking those up anymore.
Yeah, so as far as like sustainability for the long run, it's not good.
Yeah.
But I do recommend it if you just want to like pop very fast.
So how did you feel going from Wasabi, which was a young fan base, probably like middle school,
yeah,
to an even younger fan base and very family friendly? You've cursed a couple times on this podcast. I'm very surprised because I thought Guava Juice was very family friendly.
I didn't curse. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, you're right. My bad.
It was weird. I mean, I did not have demographics in mind when I did Guava Juice. All I knew,
what works works.
Yeah, what works works. All I knew is Wasabi. I was like, okay, I'll just speak the same way as Wasabi. And then the bathtub video, like I said, I saw these two kids doing that video, filling the bathtub. And when that video did well, a lot of comments I noticed were kids.
Mm.
A lot of misspelled words, et cetera, et cetera, you know. And I was like, oh, man. All right. Well, I guess that's my audience now. And that's when I knew my audience were kids. And it wasn't that bad of a change, like adapting to it. Mm-hmm. Just because I have like little cousins that are kids. So every time I film the video, at least at that point, I always pretended like my little cousins were mm-hmm. in the room watching me. So mm-hmm. it's like whatever they like seeing is what I would act mm-hmm. in the video that they would enjoy.
That's probably why we were good at making younger content, because I was 12 years older than my little brother. You were 10 years older than your little sister.
Yeah.
So we knew how to make them laugh. We knew what they were into. Yeah. And that's probably what helped us unknowingly mm-hmm. become who we are.
Yeah.
All right. So
what's in that bag?
Oh, no, I can't tell you. What? You want to? I'll give you one thing.
There's multiple things?
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys.
See. I've had this bag for so long.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. Here's something random that I just put in here because I don't remember what it's from. What is this from?
It's a picture of us?
I don't know what Trivi is, but I'm pretty sure this was like early Wasabi Productions, like early LA.
Trivi? What is Trivi?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Okay, here we go. Here's something else. You ready?
I think this is VidCon. We went to like a VidCon party?
Probably, yeah.
Or something.
Okay.
Oh, look at us.
You ready?
When I didn't like you.
secretly we'll get there with that. Okay. Look at this. I found all these things while I was moving.
Hello Asia.
Look at the very bottom, what college is it that we spoke at?
The University of North Carolina, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Oh wow, this is when we had gigs before we moved to California.
Yeah.
People invited us to MC their shows and their college shows.
And remember what happened?
I got allergic reaction.
I don't remember that.
Oh, what happened?
We got there. They were going to pay us like $500. And then the guy was like, I don't want to pay you. And we're like, what? And he tried to pocket it. And so we were like, what? But we weren't confrontational. So I can't remember. One of our friends, I think it might have been my brother, because he went to that school. He went there and he's like, hey, you pay them. And he's like, got all up on his face. And then he paid us. But he didn't want to pay us. He was trying to leave the premises and not pay us because he wanted to pocket that student money.
No way.
Yeah. And then
I did not know that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Holy moly. It's because I had an allergic reaction and I probably did not pay attention.
Yeah,
to
you
that.
Probably didn't care. You were like, I just want to get out of here and get some Allegro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, here, I'll show you. Let me see.
Yeah. Don't reveal all of it.
I don't want to reveal all of it, so but there's already a lot. Oh.
What the heck?
Oh, look at this one. Okay. Look at the year on there.
Hoyts Roy. Orlando, Florida, Playlist Live.
2013. That was 11 years ago.
This was when like Playlist Lives and VidCon were amazing.
Yeah, that's like, when like it was just pretty much all the YouTubers from all around the world got together and partied.
Yeah, dude.
It was crazy. You just walk into a hotel room and freaking Rebecca Black, after she released Friday, was there like partying, and O2L was partying, and it was like, whoa.
I remember meeting Jenna Marbles on this one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to say hi. I was like, hey, Jenna. Roy, nice to meet you. I run a channel called Wasabi Productions. Have you heard of it? She's like, no. I was like, all right, can you get a picture?
All right, that's it for now. But there, that was the least cool stuff. The other cool stuff is,
All right.
All right, so we talked about the ups of Guava Juice.
Sure.
Let's talk about the downs.
Ooh, what down?
What would you say is the most struggle you had with guava juice?
I think the haters.
Yep.
Number one.
When did that start happening? After you popped off, obviously.
Well, there was a time where I made the trending page every single other 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Every 4 days, I'm just on the trending page over and over and over and over. And on the trending page, everyone has access to the trending page. So people with different audiences than just, you know, kid audiences would see it. And they would be like, who is this guy? Why does he deserve to be on the trending page? And blah, blah, blah. I get jealous, whatever. And that's when people started making like, just like critique videos / hate videos, like who's guava juice, blah blah blah, and I didn't know how to handle that because I never seen hate specifically from other YouTubers.
Yeah,
it's always just comments. But then when other YouTubers dedicate a video just to diss on me, I didn't know how to deal with that. So I was like, oh man, what if, am I doing the right thing? Is guava juice actually bad?
Mm-hmm.
It got in my head.
You know what is crazy about that?
What?
You popped off, become wildly successful because you're following trends.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trend was to bash on other creators that were doing super well so that you got success. So you took advantage of trends, but then trends backfired on you.
Whoa.
Because that became a trend, because all these hate channels and drama related channels started popping off by talking shit about other YouTubers. That's crazy. Circle
Whoa,
of life.
That's meta, bro.
Yeah.
I don't like the aura, bro.
So what happened? What did you do? You just internally like
internally
hated it?
I was like,
you never acted on it.
No, I was just self-conscious.
I do remember you tweeting how much you hated being on the trending page.
Yeah.
And I remember being confused as to why. And then I don't know if you remember this because you were distracted by the hate, but did it help your views at all?
The what? The trending page?
Yeah.
I don't think it did, honestly.
Because
if you're on a trending page,
yeah,
people who don't know or like that specific content will just click away.
But what about the people? Oh, but what about the people that do? It didn't bring more audience, more subscribers, more views.
The people did that who knew me already watched the video. But the new people who don't know me watch 2 seconds of the video and click away, which tanks the video because the watch time isn't like long. The watch time went from like 50% to like 10.
Oh, so it hurt more than
so it
helped.
Hurt more, which kind of backfired because the videos that were posted after that video tanked also, because that video tanked.
Dang. You didn't go to your YouTube manager and be like, hey, can you tell them I don't want to be, and like, this is why, because of this and this and this?
I did not have a YouTube manager at the time. So dang. I had an agent be
just
like, hey, can you
it.
Just yeah, if you have any contacts from YouTube, can you please tell them to ban me?
Mm-hmm.
They never did.
Mm.
I don't think they have control on that. It's just like, if your video performs, your watch time performs great, CTR is great, your trending page.
You know, I it kind of makes sense, because as an adult now, if I watch a lot of like behind the scenes stuff, like actors interviews, like their experiences, their life, all that stuff. I watch a lot of that. I watch a lot of bloopers. And so if I'm on the trending page and it's like they put Teletubbies in front of me, and I'm like, why are they recommending Teletubbies to me?
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, why does this keep popping up?
Yeah.
How do I make it so it doesn't, or say I'm not interested? And they didn't have that option, so they just had to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang.
So that was it. That was the time where I experienced like actual hate from like other creators.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to it now, just because I understand like their point of view.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I get it. You're like, oh, you just, you know, you pops up. You're like, ah, I don't like it. I'll just make some stuff.
Yeah.
And then you pointed out the trending was the trending for me, the trending.
Yeah.
So the trending made them trending because I was trending.
Because anything guava juice, if you put guava juice in the title, it's going to pop up. And then they're even like your audience would click on that and they love it. And then they see your name on something else and it's something negative, and they're like, oh, let me find out about that. And then like, oh. So you've probably even lost people because they're like, oh, other people don't like him. Maybe I shouldn't like him.
Yeah,
just bandwagoning.
They brainwashed my audience to not like me because they like, oh, they don't
he's loud. It's like, you're right, he is loud.
Yeah.
That's my persona, dude.
Dang.
And people don't understand like how to separate, you know, the persona and like the actual person itself. So entertainment, man. You can say anything and people will believe it.
Okay, so where are you now with Guava Juice?
Right now, honestly,
had an Epiphone recently.
Epiphany.
Yeah.
Epiphone.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, after doing kids content for so long, you kind of get burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Or if just YouTube in general for a long time, you kind of get burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I am back on Wasabi.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first,
you're still doing Guava Juice.
They're still doing Guava Juice for sure. Not as much though.
But what was your epiphany about Guava Juice?
Oh, epiphany about Guava Juice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This was in 2022. I had an epiphany. I think I was just getting burnt out from like just filming kids content. And I was like, ah, man, this is not me, man. And I think all the hate videos just kind of got to my head. It's like, okay, maybe that's not me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I remember it was like Christmas time and I was just sitting and thinking like what the next stages of my life could be. And I remember just thinking about moments in my life that, you know, made me happy. And one part of that was with you.
Oh.
Yeah. Before like we moved to LA, before, you know, all the drama and the breakup, I was truly happy with what we did and what we made. And so I was like, oh, what if I just got back with Alex and like created a new channel called Spicy Fruit, because wasabi is spicy and then guava is fruity.
Mm-hmm.
So I called you.
Yeah.
I think Christmas or the day after Christmas. I was like, hey, man, crazy idea. What if we got back together and started a new channel together?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said.
I said, yep.
I was like, oh. Really? You don't want to think about it? It's good. Okay, cool. We'll talk next year. We'll figure it out. So that's what we did.
Okay, that's a good epiphany, but that's not the epiphany I was talking about.
What epiphany?
I was talking about Guava Juice. What reinvigorated your motivation to be like, oh, and then you got back into making videos and you didn't feel as awkward about it because you found out what the true audience for Guava Juice was.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, the epiphany that I have now that I found earlier this year after being burnt out from Guava Juice, I realized a new purpose for Guava Juice, which you helped me kind of like, you know, you enticed me to think hard about it.
This is what I like what you're about to say is what I always thought your motivation was. So I'm glad we talked about it so I could be like, oh, this is what you should be motivated by this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So earlier in the early Guava days, my motivation was make content that my little cousins and my little sister and siblings would watch. And now my new Guava Juice motivation and my new true purpose for Guava Juice is to make content that my future kids would watch.
That's awesome.
Where they would watch, be like, that's my dad. He's a cool ass dad. He's bathing in Orbeez, yo.
Yeah.
So.
I know the bathtub videos are dead, but if you ever wanted to do one on Guava Juice, I'm down. Because it does look like crazy.
It does.
Oh, I got a question about the bathtub videos. So,
yeah,
was that your actual bathtub or you got it for the videos?
That was my bathtub.
And then how did you clean it? Like, it was like
gallons
and gallons of slime or Orbeez. Like, what did you do with it?
Time, bro, and trash cans.
So you just like bagged it up and put it in the trash can?
Yes. Yeah, so the Orbeez, I didn't realize, because at the time Orbeez were, it was brand new.
Yeah.
So when you blow up an Orbeez, it turns into little bubble balls. And then I didn't know how to turn it back.
You just dehydrate them somehow?
No.
Oh, you can't.
I literally just put it all in the giant trash bag and then just put it in the dumpster or the garbage can. And you know what's funny?
What?
So the morning of when the dumpster was supposed to take the trash can, the whole road, not the whole road, but a good majority of the road was filled with Orbeez.
What, did it rain or something? It expanded even more?
No, because the trash can was so heavy that I guess the garbage truck could not carry the trash can up, so it ended up falling back, and the whole street was filled with Orbeez.
Oh no! But it wasn't your fault. It's just the mechanism couldn't hold it. Yeah. It slipped out.
Yeah, it's the city of LA's fault, for sure.
Yeah.
But I just remember it was just Warby's. I was like, oh, shoot.
You're like, this
so
is my life.
We were just cleaning it up, and then we ended up taking it to like
a landfill
thingy.
So what about the slime? Same situation?
Same situation. Better situation.
Yeah.
We ended up cleaning me and Marlon because I needed help.
Yeah.
It took at least 3 hours just to pour different bags, but we just do it in portions.
So then what about all the other stuff? Didn't you do like ketchup or like something like that?
Yeah, I did everything. So after we moved, or I moved to an apartment complex with a dumpster thing where you can just like open the door, throw stuff. That was clutch.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's what I just kept doing. But one time I did a slime video. I threw all the slime in the garbage dispenser thing.
Yeah.
And then a couple hours later, I get a knock from the door. I was like, oh. I opened the door. It was the maintenance people. They're like, we know this is you. Can you stop throwing like slime down the chute? Because apparently the bag burst.
Uh-huh.
And then it just kind of made a huge mess.
Oh.
And if you put slime in like anything, like carpet or whatever, it's so hard to clean.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit. Okay, I'll stop.
Like, I'll double bag it next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a month later, I did a bath bomb video where I put like 100 bath bombs in the bathtub, and then the bathtub overfilled the whole entire bathroom. And what happened was it seeped down to my neighbor's bathroom on the floor below. So an hour later, I get a knock like, hey, this is a warning. You need to stop like, you know, doing these videos because it's like ruining the property.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll stop.
And you moved.
And then I moved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I moved. We got got a place, a little studio.
Yeah.
That's why we moved to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I kept causing trouble to the apartment complex. Oh. Yeah. Shout outs to the Altana.
Was it worth
in Glendale. It was totally worth it, man. I don't care about that.
I assumed you got like cleaners or something, because it just looks like, what do you do with all that after?
Just throw it, bro. That's why I love trash cans. I'm a huge advocate of throwing things.
Oh yeah.
So I just love throwing things. It's awesome.
All right. You wanna look through this bag?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Trigger some memories.
Here we go. Actually, I have a series of questions.
Oh.
That I want to ask, and then in between the questions I'll show you one thing.
Okay.
All right. What is your 1 year goal?
What is my 1 year goal?
In 1 year, where do you want it? What do you want? What do you think your life's gonna be? Oh, you're gonna be a papa.
I might be a dad, bro.
Whoa!
Yeah. I think I've been ready to be a dad since I was like 25, so
I'm ready to be an uncle again.
Oh,
let's go.
All right, that's my 1 year goal.
I have one niece.
Nice.
That's it.
About to be more.
All right.
From not me, but hopefully Aaron.
So what about work-wise? Where do you hope to be in a year?
Profitable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I'm going to make it happen for you. We'll make it happen. Okay, here we go. You ready? I don't know what I'm about to pull out, but I'm about to pull out something.
Oh. Oh!
Our first merch. I can't believe this was in a box randomly in the back of my closet. Look at this. That's crazy.
That is our first ever merchandise.
Our first ever. This is crazy.
Dude.
This is before like even a thing. Like, it wasn't really a thing. We were just like, we should have some kind of shirts. Like, YouTubers didn't have merch yet.
Yes, dude. That is crazy.
Isn't it? That's crazy. Here, I was going to give it to you.
No, this is yours, man.
No, it's ours, but you can hold. I'll take it in like 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, dude, the rubber duck, yep. Dude.
Some deodorant stains from teenage years.
Dude, I remember. Do you remember?
Yeah, we made this.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, back in the day, our mascot was a duck because this symbol kind of looked like a duck, and we named it Waffles because we did a poll, and that was the number one name that everybody liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, bro.
What about this one?
That's triggering. That's awesome. Good trigger. Oh, that's, that's an old one too.
That's an old one too.
Wow.
Whoa.
This is a Playlist Live vibes.
I think so. It was like Florida vibes too. Like we just.
Yep. Smells like storage.
Smells like adolescence.
Hey, bro.
All right. Next question. 5-year goal.
5-year goal. Jeez. 5-year goal. I want to move my parents here and my family.
To California?
Yeah.
You think they would?
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
Like, because you did have a sibling living here and he moved back.
Mm-hmm.
You think they would all move here?
I think if everything goes right, mm-hmm. yeah, they would move here.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice.
I would also like to... I want to sell things again, like how I did the subscription box mm-hmm. and stuff. I just like having stuff in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many kids do you think you'll have by then?
I don't know. Hopefully at least one.
Yeah. Do you have... how many do you want?
At least two.
Oh, okay. I'm sure by then you'll have one.
Yeah.
You want another thing?
Yeah, give me another one.
Ready?
Yeah.
That's the VIP pass that let us get into Universal to do your favorite Wasabi Productions video ever we did.
Oh my gosh. Yes. This is the VIP badge.
Yeah.
Backstory. What I have in my hand is a VIP pass for Despicable Me.
Despicable Me 2?
Yeah. I didn't know. I don't remember that either.
I think it was one, bro.
No. One took off and we were promoting the second one.
Oh.
Yeah. And I forgot that too.
Okay. This is for... So this is a VIP badge for Despicable Me 2. Universal Studios invited Alex and I and a whole bunch of other creators to go and film whatever we want. We could have just filmed a vlog,
mm-hmm.
but we took it a next level and filmed the music video because you want good relations to anyone you're working with. Mm-hmm. So, and it turned out to be my favorite Richard and Rolanda video mm-hmm. you've ever filmed. It was just fun.
It was fun. And I like I can't remember what the storyline is, but I remember really liking it and working really hard on it because it was like a big video for us.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we gotta make this one epic. And it did turn out to be epic. And they gave us minions that followed us around the entire yep. park. And that video has like 50 million views.
That's crazy. Yeah. And the thing is, like, we didn't have a cameraman yep. or anything, so we just like hired our friends.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can you film this for us?
I think we even like lied to Universal and be like, oh, we need a whole crew just so we could have some other friends. Yeah, like, you want to walk around?
They ended up getting a VIP treatment too.
Yeah,
just
because
they filmed. That's
and then
awesome.
I remember like we told two of them were like, if anybody asks, you're the bodyguards. And they're like, okay. yeah. Okay. Just because we wanted our friends to have fun too.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see if I have. I'm pretty sure my house back home has some tokens of the past somewhere.
10-year goal.
10-year goal. Be happy.
Be happy.
I think that's ultimate goal, just happiness in general.
If you had to pick a financial number that you would like to hit, what would it be? For me, it would be cool if I reached $25 million in 10 years.
Dang.
I know, it's a big goal, but it would be really cool.
I think I'm good now.
You think?
I think, because the older I get, it's like more money, more problems kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want any more, because it just causes more problems.
Yeah.
And it just strays away from like true happiness.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
Take it all.
Take it all?
Take all my money.
No,
break this wall so I can fix it.
Well, no, money is the number one stressor in the world. So everybody says money can't buy happiness. And I agree, mostly. But also, it takes off so much stress on your family, on your life, on your kids, on everything. If you just have means.
Yeah. Money can only buy security and comfortability.
Which cannot buy happiness. It can't buy happiness.
It can lead to happiness if you do it correctly.
It helps you get to happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's see what else I got.
How about you, man? What's your 1-year goal?
1-year goal is married.
Oh.
I would like to be...
A year from now, you would be married?
A year from now.
Or on the way.
on the way.
Ah.
Yeah, on the way, at least engaged, like super engaged, like almost married.
Whoa, yeah.
That'd be cool. And then five-year goal would be kids, pretty much similar to yours.
Yeah.
Kids financially profitable. Like for the last year, we haven't made any money.
Yeah,
because we put everything into this, and we know it's going to take time. YouTube's not like a quick thing.
Unless... And we both see the vision in this. The ceiling is so high, and it just there's so much potential. And I think that's what's keeping us motivated and afloat.
Yeah, and so it would just be cool to just be profitable. That's it. Mm-hmm. In a year, within 5 years, I would like. I want to have multiple kids.
How many?
Within 5 years, at least two.
Yeah, okay.
And then I just want to have enough where my kids don't have to worry about college. My wife and I will be able to go on like two or three vacations, like dope vacations a year. Mm-hmm. And just to where money's not a problem. I don't need a surplus of money.
Yeah.
But money's not a problem. It'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 10 years, I said the 25 million because people think that $1 million is like, oh, if you have $1 million, you're set for life. Mm-hmm. That's not true. Money's, I mean, life is expensive. You got to eat every day. You got to have a house. You got to have a family, and then they have to eat every day, and then they have to go to school. Then they need soccer gear, lacrosse gear. They need to go to college. They need to build their own family. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to give my kids a foundation where they can do what they want and they can pursue their passions without stress, and they can go to the best schools, and they have a little bit of comfort for when they start their family. And then I would like to not only affect my kids and my wife, but my kids' kids.
Yeah.
So that's why I want that goal. I'm like, oh, in 10 years, I would like to have this much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you raise your kids well, you don't have to worry about your kids' kids.
Yeah, true.
Because they got you.
Mm-hmm.
They got it.
Okay, I'm running out of things. I have 1, 2, 3. Oh, this one's not even related to us, but I thought you might like it because I believe it's accurate.
Okay.
Okay. This is, when I saw this shirt, I don't even know what it's from or anything. I thought of you immediately. Ready?
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, I have that shirt.
You do?
It was like a PR gift.
From where?
It's like during the pandemic or something, and it's...
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I do. That's my night shirt.
I'm going to make it my night shirt too.
Yeah, make it your night shirt.
It's phenomenally comfy. Asian.
Phenomenally Asian.
Yeah, so people stop trying to speak Spanish to me in the streets.
So he's Asian. Yeah, true.
That happened all the time.
This is was given. You remember when like people just kept attacking Asian people for no reason?
Oh.
Yeah, just made that shirt.
Was a crazy time.
Yeah,
that was out of nowhere.
People still do that.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, it's because
like old Asians.
They blame COVID on the Asians, and it became a big thing during the pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That makes sense.
Oh, I remember getting so mad seeing those videos. I was like, if I was there, I would go crazy.
Yeah, like people just like especially like old women
just punching old Asian women, old men in the back of the heads on the street, and they die.
So, yeah, some of them did. Yes,
and back of the head is the most dangerous spot to get punched.
Yes.
Oh, so I would get so mad.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to get mad.
Okay.
Okay. I got two more things, but I wanted to just briefly touch on this thing.
Sure.
I thought about our past together, and I thought this would be cool to do a little word association.
Okay.
So we're running low on time. So sure. I'm going to say something, and then you just tell a quick story or a quick whatever you think of.
Okay,
ready?
Go.
Ready? Emo runaway.
I was mad at you one day. And I ran away, took my bike and ran and biked as fast as I can.
Wait, that was because of me?
I think so.
Oh, right? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Me and all the friend group were like, where's he at? Like, oh, he ran away again. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was like something with your family.
Oh, no.
It was me.
I think it was you. You were like talking to someone I wanted to talk to, and it was like, I hate you.
I never knew that.
And then you chased me until I just biked faster.
Yeah. I remember chasing you in the night, and I was like, dang, I wonder what's his problem.
Problem is you.
I did not know. I really thought it was something else, and I was worried about you.
Whoa.
So I was chasing you.
Triggering. Okay. This is so triggering.
It's only three. Okay. Electric Uncle.
Electric Uncle. I touched In the Philippines, my uncle is an electrical engineer, so he was messing with some electrical stuff, and I was like, oh, let me touch it. And then I just died for 10 seconds. I passed out, woke up, and that's why I hate electricity.
You're like, oh, yeah, there's some electricity. I touched it, and I died. Like, oh, okay, all right.
Dude, Philippines was fun, man.
Okay, one more, or I'll show you this gift, then one more word association,
sure,
and the last gift, and then bye-bye.
Okay.
Boom. I don't know what this is.
Oh another wait, wasabi shirt.
Was this the first merch?
No, the first
it
merch
still
was
the ass.
No, the first merch was definitely this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't highlight the ass till later. Remember we wore this to our first MC show in Jacksonville, Florida?
Oh, with Us the Duo?
Yes.
That's what we wore?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that was the very beginning.
Yeah.
That's crazy. This one... when we were kids, we thought it was funny that we added an S to wasabi because wasabi actually has one S, mm-hmm, but we wanted to be different, so we added two S's, and then we were like, dude, it says ass in there. And so we highlighted the ass. We ended up taking it out because brands didn't like that.
Yeah.
And then there
okay.
you go.
Aw.
Okay.
Bye. Dude, I remember like if you had merch back in the day, 2013, you were like...
Yeah, you made
so
it.
So cool.
Yeah, they're like, wow, they can afford that?
Yeah, now you can just get it easily.
Now, easy, yeah. They make it so easily accessible.
Not easily, but it's a lot easier than what it was.
Okay, last word association.
Okay.
Boulder Hill.
We went camping, you and I, and we were bored, and we saw a giant-ass boulder on top of the hill, and then we were like, oh, let's push it down. It'd be fun. And then pushed it down the hill, and... It was very scary because it ran over little trees and it could have killed some
even
people.
Even big trees? I remember thinking, oh, that tree will catch it. And it didn't even slow it down. It demolished those trees. And
dude,
those trees were like 6 inches thick.
The boulder was as big as this wall here. The height. It took like two people to push it and it was very violent.
It was so big and so heavy that like two people had to get on their backs behind it and use their legs to push it down the hill.
That is...
And we were at the bottom and we had to like... We didn't think it would get to us, but it did. And we had to like kind of run.
It was so fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
When you're young, you think you're invincible. You're not.
If you see a big boulder on a hill also, and it's like in the woods or it's like safe, push it down, man. It's cool.
Yes. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. There's no proof, but there was a trail. Like it was all trees. Like every like foot, there was trees everywhere. And then there was just one random trail of just... giant boulder. It was cool. Yeah. I felt like tough.
Yeah.
Boom,
boom.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, wait. Okay, here it is.
Yep.
This is, I think you're going to like this one the most.
Okay.
Boom. This is our first time in Japan.
Wow.
Yeah.
US Press 47 Ronin.
Our
world
first time
premiere.
In Japan. And I think it's our first time meeting a celebrity, which was Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
This is crazy. What was the story about this? 2013, it was after the Call Me Maybe parody. Mm-hmm. I was in college already. I remember specifically asking my teachers if I could take the week off because I was going to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They all were like, "You what? For why? What?" They were just confused because they didn't know what I did and how I got the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Keanu Reeves? Okay."
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I remember coming back and showing them like the video that we made.
Yeah.
And they're like, "What the fuck do you do?"
Yeah. Isn't it crazy that Richard Orlando got us a VIP like music video at Universal, then got us to Japan with Keanu Reeves to promote a movie, a serious movie, like an awesome movie,
mm-hmm,
that had nothing to do with Richard Orlando, but that's how popular Richard Orlando were, that they flew us around the world to be Richard Orlando.
Dude, you kept all these, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have it somewhere too. I'm gonna find it. If I see something like crazy, I'm gonna trigger your memory.
Oh yeah, here, put this
Thank
in there.
You, sir.
We'll keep this at the office.
Well, I just realized that we have a lot of history together.
We do. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Guava Juice, for being on the show.
Anytime, man.
Feel free to come back anytime.
Yeah.
And we at Spicy Fruit are very proud of everything you are and everything you've done and everything you will be.
All right. Tell Roy my regards. Give him my regards.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Stay juicy.
Bye.